You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Why Hurricane Dorian defied forecasts and sank the Bahamas. Hurricane Dorian has greatly surpassed predictions of its strength, and its unpredictability has left the residents in its path terrified. One of the reasons for this unpredictability and the storm's rapid intensification is warming global temperatures. You are routinely seeing temperatures in the tropics 1.5 or 2 degrees warmer than normal, says Scott Braun, a research meteorologist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. That tells you there's more energy out there, and more energy could mean stronger and more frequent storms. Vaping may hamper the lungs' ability to fend off infections. The CDC is urging everyone to stop vaping. And if experiments with mice are any indication, ignoring that advice could be deadly. A new study found that inhaling just e-cigarette vapor without any nicotine compromised the lungs' defenses against bacteria and viruses, leading to a higher chance of death. When researchers exposed the mice to small amounts of the flu virus, amounts that wouldn't normally affect a mouse, the vaping mice died, unable to protect their lungs against even a small invading force. And now for today's fast fact. 304.773 miles per hour. That's the top speed of Bugatti's new Chiron, the first production car to top 300 miles per hour. The special edition version of the $3 million car boasts 1,578 horsepower and sports tires that can withstand 5,300 G while rotating 68 times per second. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.